From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump has signed executive orders aimed at rolling back many of the Obama administration's environmental regulations. Speaking at the Environmental Protection Agency Tuesday, the president said he was keeping a promise to coal miners to put them back to work.
And we're going to have safety, we're going to have clean water, we're going to have clean air. But so many are unnecessary and so many are job killing. We're getting rid of the bad ones. One after another, we're keeping our promises and putting power back into the hands of the people.
Trump's order will seek to suspend, rescind, or identify for review more than a half dozen rules in an attempt to increase domestic energy production in the form of fossil fuels. It directs federal agencies to identify the rules the administration says impede domestic energy production as a first step in a six-month process to create a blueprint for the administration's future energy policy. Meanwhile, the head of the National Resources Defense Council says President Trump's move Tuesday will put Americans' health and the future of the planet at risk. Bob Deans of the NRDC says that Trump has walked away from the promise of cleaner, smarter ways to power American prosperity.
Ignoring science, ignoring the manifest economic opportunities of the clean energy transition, and leaving our kids to pay the price is reckless, it's irresponsible, it's the wrong direction for the country, and we're all going to stand up and tell him that.
Deans says that a presidential decree does not, in his words, rescind the laws of nature. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The embattled head of the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee says he will not step aside despite Democrats' calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe into Russia's interference in last year's election. California Republican Devin Nunes says the committee will continue its inquiry even though it has canceled all scheduled hearings this week. Last week, Nunes, a member of President Trump's transition team, spoke with reporters and the president about intelligence reports that said Trump transition team members had been caught up in incidental surveillance between November and January. Nunes acted without informing any of the other 21 members of the House Intelligence Committee. That angered Democrats on the committee, who then questioned Nunes's credibility. Nunes later apologized to the committee for not first telling them about the information. The commander of American forces in Iraq says the U.S. military likely played a role in an airstrike in Mosul that witnesses said killed more than 100 civilians on March 17th. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the commander leading the counter-Islamic State fight in Iraq and Syria, told reporters in a conference call from Baghdad on Tuesday that any civilian casualties were unintentional.
If we did it, and I'd say there's at least a fair chance that we did, it was an unintentional accident of war, and we will transparently report it to you when we're ready.
Townsend said Iraqi military leaders firmly believe that civilians were gathered by Islamic State ahead of the strike, either to lure the coalition into a trap that would kill civilians or possibly for the extremists to use as human shields. The UN human rights chief is calling on Iraq's military and the U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul. The UN says at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in the Iraqi city. The UN attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for Western Mosul, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. U.S. consumer confidence, home prices, and the trade deficit all improved in March, according to economic reports published Tuesday. Consumer confidence hit a 16-year high, as people said they were more confident about getting or keeping jobs and the economic outlook in general. A separate report showed home prices rose sharply over the past 12 months, and the Census Bureau said the trade deficit shrank as imports dropped sharply. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.